Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Welcome everyone to Telepathic Tuesday. Here we are at the already end of October and coming in with a blue moon for Halloween. And all of these energies are just moving like crazy in the last couple of days, shifting and elevating, releasing and detoxing of the letting go of all of these emotions and spiritual memory fields that are coming through us. And so I'm going to bring us into the aligning of the body and mind and soul and letting go of a few things and just seeing where the masters are going to be taking us tonight. I've been elevating in a higher state with all of these different changes of the weather and climate. And so I just want to welcome all of you who are joining me and the Infinite Masters of the Love Light Intelligence, of the highest love, the highest peace that we would receive from them tonight, and the divine transmissions from all of your masters too, because we're in my hoop of oneness, which is a massive grid, a universal grid of a crystalline medicine wheel that I always see in the higher realms, that just moves in threads of telepathic frequencies everywhere. And we all connect, and we all connect to all of our masters and all of the systems. And it's all for the ascension of this planet. And so tonight, these infinite masters of light will be awakening and elevating many of you and all of us into our own awareness, even more powerful. And so that as you begin to really take form of these adjustments and shifting of the fifth dimensional consciousness fields that we're tapping into each day, you're going to feel that even more tonight, because I know I've been shifting and I've been elevating in my own consciousness, and my masters are with your masters, and your masters are with their masters, and the grids keep expanding, and the light keeps pouring in into all of Gaia's kingdoms and all of her elements that are all weaving into our aura fields, and we're all blending. And so there's more and more of the ringing in the ears. There's more of these tones and vibrations that we're starting to sense and feel, not just in the aura fields, you know, and around us, but more the inner shaking and the inner knowing that we're feeling that our bodies are transitioning. And that these energies that has been moving around us is now moving in us. And the itche toko koreache in shirno, aman tite itchirno, mayana. There have been storms. There have been high winds and fires and rough waters on this planet and consciousness fields that we've been witnessing and hearing of. In all of these reflections and transitions on the planet is what we are receiving in our awareness, but it's also moving us into a higher consciousness. And so that not only is Gaia peeling away her layers of her mountains and her oceans and her valleys through the fires and the storms, but she's peeling away layers of her timelines also. And this is why we are being called to listen to our own higher intelligent essence, as these reality frequencies have been ushering in very subliminally with the fifth dimensional consciousness cords. And this is the energies of the light threads or the light sparks or the higher ringing frequencies that you're hearing. It's the reality frequency. And your own master energies within these reality frequencies of consciousness have been getting stronger throughout 2020. Right from the beginning of the first few eclipses into the spring equinox and summer solstice and into the fall equinox and soon now the upcoming winter solstice. All of those portal gateways and corridors that open with the lunar activity shift Gaia's electromagnetic pulse in her ley lines, in her grid systems, which affects our etheric grid system, aura body, and inner chakras, so that we are unknowingly breathing in this new essence of our master consciousness and its presence. And this is what is shifting you and aligning you. And we have to be more aware of our energy fields to be in balance and to be in harmony of these high-pitched energies that is moving in our aura fields, and then breathing in these higher frequencies is allowing us to build the light body of love, of peace, and of intelligence. And in Chitoko, Indiachi, and Torama. And so you're going to feel more of these slight adjustments of your consciousness during this upcoming 11th month. And you're going to become more aware of the reality frequencies of who you are. Because you're going to begin hearing and then trusting all that is being delivered to you each hour of the day of the higher intelligence and the outcomes that the higher intelligent vibrations bring you. The higher intelligence that's going to be moving in waveforms is called telepathy. This is why I'm saying you're going to become more aware in the 11th month of your outcomes. Because thought forms from a higher intelligence create manifestations of the outcomes of your perceptive mind. An aniyaji, and did the Kuraba Hari and Shayaya, You carry coded frequencies now in your columns of light around you. And you have holograms of light codes of consciousness also that is within you. And these holograms of consciousness are of crystal light frequencies that are coded to your light soul being. So that when you listen to these high-pitched ringing tones and higher reality consciousness fields surrounding you, you're going to come to a knowing that it is your own divine tone, divine harmonic vibration of love that is etching and surfacing from deep within your body. You're breathing in this harmonic vibration and tone of who you are. And as you're breathing out, it is a reflection of the dormant civilizations that are awakening within your breathing in. And soon the aura field begins magnetizing of a crystalline matrix field of light. This is why I have been saying for so many months, all you're doing is breathing in the stillness. The essence of your own divine soul's existence is arriving in the holographic reality fields that is sitting in your aura field. And you will be walking in spirit once you've integrated, blended, and harmonically attuned to those frequencies of your divine soul and its codes of consciousness. It has been delivering you already telepathic patterns, not just in your dream state and meditative state, but even on those mornings when you ask, what is it that you have for me today? I receive. And as you listen to your own stillness quotients of light intelligence, you are raising your consciousness into a reality quotient of light consciousness, which invokes more light into the mind, into the heart, and into your soul being of your inner child. You need only listen within your inner ear, in your inner mind, to receive these new vibrations of your higher mind and its intelligence. Breathe it in. Now feel it enveloping you. And see from within your inner mind's eye of all that is to be for you now. And that you're in this holiest light. I just want you to relax your minds even more. And go within that inner mind's eye to see the light within. As I bring in a higher quotient of stillness. And to align your higher intelligence strands of consciousness. That is arriving in the stillness. Your own ancient ones, star elders, star nations, masters of light. Are transmitting their frequencies around you. And if you listen even deeper from within your inner ear to your own sacred tone and vibration, your own unique frequency that you're breathing in, that is your dimension, your civilization. Your real reality consciousness. Breathe it in as that tone and vibration into your heart. Hold. And breathe it out. Into your aura bodies to transmit onto Gaia and her elements and kingdoms around you each day. As you are in this awareness of that energy that's arriving upon the crown chakra, you begin growing and growing within of light energies in all of your bodies, presence of the heartbeat of your inner child. You are elevating and activating and connecting into a oneness field of consciousness now. Keep your feet very grounded and rooted tonight as we relax the body even more. And begin to envelop more of these electrifying tones and vibrations in your aura bodies that are becoming purified of any of your old timelines and purifying all of your thought forms of any of your activities today. Just allow these light tones to embrace and release and magnify you. And we welcome all the dimensions in those realms of truth that know all of your hearts and minds that is assisting you now in enveloping and elevating your energetic fields on the body, around the body, and in the chakra body. Breathe it in. We are gathering into many dimensions of many timelines. To all star galaxies beyond and portals of unknown beings, councils of light beings, directors and commanders of infinite chamber rooms. To bring forward an awakening of light, an activating of a higher intelligence into all of our inner minds and inner heartbeats. Where there is a sacred knowing of who we truly are, hidden deep within us. You are ready to tap in to that hidden cord of enlightenment, and through the stillness, the oneness of telepathic cords of intelligence shall seep into your inner minds, align into your heartbeats, and harmonize your inner soul child as to who you are in this physical form, waiting to be elevated and heightened into a plateau of mastery of a light being. It should know it is the year. It is 2020. It is a year of ascension. We welcome all beings in all columns of light of these heightened electromagnetic frequencies that have been arriving on our crown chakras and into our aura fields, awakening and tap, tap, tapping in the stillness. To enlighten us within of our own message. To listen to our own reality consciousness that we are breathing into our heartbeat and acknowledging very subtly within our inner child's mind. Abai ahad tichyato, and it is time. The ending of this 10th month and stepping into a gateway of mastery levels of the 11th month in a 2020 year. It is time to listen to the stillness, align and balance to the tones and vibrations that's within the stillness around you. When you align and balance, to to that stillness around you. To that stillness, tone and frequency within you. Then you begin moving into the higher mind. By stilling the active mind and the active body. Into this quietening of the stillness mind. Do you hear and feel and resonate to a higher intelligence of your own soul, mind? And as your body's consciousness fields start to move into this new vibration, that it aligns and balances into a harmonic waveform within the body to the soul outer body, then pretty soon your mind, in its heightened aspects of who you are, of this higher soul being, begins to build and create an energetic field of your soul consciousness to align to every strand, to every orb, to every essence that you attract as a light particle, as a light intelligence to align to in your outer field. And the longer the stillness, the more subliminally you move into alignment and balance. And the frequencies of the particular being that is within your aura field and its energy of intelligent frequencies build a reality consciousness upon you. It's not that you need to understand this or to decipher how the mind works and what we need to do or say. No, it is that you need to be in stillness to elevate your consciousness and to bring in gentle waveforms into your body in a quieter, resonating tone of an energetic field that begins moving your breath into a higher consciousness of peace, so that your soul moves into an ascension frequency of a higher intelligence around you and within you. And in Chichudo, your energetic body and its soul consciousness now allows you to feel new energies within your hands, within your feet, not just within your inner heartbeat. All is harmonizing in every breath. There's peace through the stillness. And each time you listen a little bit longer, more often, the movements within your thinking pattern, breathing pattern, and feeling of the energies around you becomes more gentle. And the arrangement of the frequencies of these heightened vibrations of light particles and sparks and codes and hues that bathe your energy fields gently around you activate a heightened state of being, of trusting, and of knowing. There is a heightened vibration of reality consciousness of who you are, becoming, growing within you and around you. In Chichuro Kurkuri Atirana, we are not seeing, we are feeling. We are not knowing, we are hearing. And these synchronicities of the higher inner consciousness growing opens up your inner mind's eye. The pineal crystals of the inner mind begin tapping into these cords of telepathic strands of light. And you are increasing your knowledge, your awareness. And the highest adoration of knowing who you are, of your abilities, and of tapping into unseen realms of other dimensions, and a feeling more than deja vu of being in a place beforehand, all becomes a heightened, intelligent field growing within you, aligning within you, and now staying within you. In Shirobahadanda, you might sit a little bit longer in stillness just to journey into these heightened aspects of who you are. In these higher states, and you are connecting into the animal kingdom, into the plant kingdom, to the water kingdom, and to the elements of the water, the rock formations, the fire, and the ethers of the breath of Gaia and the infinite master's breath around you. Some of you are awakening with sacred languages. Others are awakening with the gifts of interpretation of the languages. Some of you are elevating into the gift of prophecy, and your prophetic visions are enabling you to sustain the higher consciousness longer. Some of you are empowered with discernment in knowing how another one is feeling or transitioning or empowering of their own gifts within. And some of you are in the discernment, enlightenment frequencies of knowing that what is of the dark and that is of the unbalanced frequency in an energetic field of a person, place, or thing. At Atmachaturyu, and in any of these abilities of sacred knowledge, of sacred mastery tones of enlightenment that you are all embracing, enlightening of, the greatest gift of all is that of knowing. That is how he once spoke, "Ye of little faith, how will you know that that holy light is within you if you are not in that knowing of all that is?" That is the gift of knowing. To be in the heightened state of awakening to your own consciousness fields of light in a gentleness and peacefulness of your human mind, that all that you see from a higher soul mind of telepathic visions of light intelligences awakens you in the stillness, in the heartbeat of that same knowing frequency that adorns your telepathic mind. Do you stand in absolute oneness of your own soul light being, and all the consciousness fields around you do become reality? For when there is a knowing and seeing mind, is there a heart of infinite oneness of who you are? And Amayichi, you may walk in the highest harmonies of highest peace. You will be in alignment into Gaia in her kingdoms and elements. And her own heartbeat will be aligned into your all-knowing heart and your all-seeing mind and your all-being soul of a reality consciousness of who you are. Nichita, this journey is awakening now on this planet. And the living energies of these formless fields of consciousness are here. You think it's a spark in the tree. You think it's a diamond portal. You think it's a hologram that you see out of the corner of your inner mind's eye. But on every spark, on every strand, or every orb that you see or feel, on all of these solstices and equinoxes and gateways this year, it is your tone. It is your code of your soul light vibration, and it is who you are. Let the orb, the spark, the crystal, the frequency be within you, and you be within it. And that is the form of living energies surrounding you. For oneness is here. For in that soul spark that you see is your own essence. And the energetic field within it is your tone and your vibration, calling you into the oneness of ascension. The Admanada Yichuto. But how do I know it is my own intelligent being? How do I tap into it? How is it to be? Your simple mind cannot be confused. You must infuse the awareness of that which is walking beside you and breathe it in. And the format that you are breathing in will be in absolute harmony, in absolute peace, and will align you into the stillness quotient of your soul light essence. It is delivered to you from all realms, and all cords of consciousness will synchronize and harmonically magnetize a telepathic waveform into your inner minds, into your inner mind's eye, as these cords of consciousness that are raining down into all grid systems on this planet are for you to connect to, for you to align into, and resonating and breathing in these frequencies of your own cords are your own codes of light intelligence. And Amatichiru, I have seen my own silhouette dancing beside me in my dream state. But wait, was that my dream state? Was that my meditative state? Or was that my reality state? For when we are not of the mind, and we are in a higher consciousness of a supraconscious mind, then we are no longer dancing in meditation states. We are transcending in transcendent states of the beyond consciousness. And I have seen and felt and even listened to the sacred tones in those far off chamber rooms while sitting here in the stillness of this body and this mind. And that higher state of my inner mind did cease to listen to the thought forms. And Amadiyachu, in letting go of the analytical mind and rewinding and reprogramming and reassessing all of those patterns did I see from a higher plateau of the Nora child sitting there, looking up? How do I let go of this mind? How do I stay in the higher mind? What is it that you have for me today that I may quieten the body and quieten the mind and swim in the ethers of my master timelines, just to be in a field of light, and to chase the orbs of my timelines in exciting waveforms that would accelerate my soul being here in this human state? These are the questions that you will have when you begin oscillating and resonating into your own states of reality consciousness whilst in stillness. And the synchronicities of blending all consciousness fields from all grid systems around you while you are dancing in the harmonic waveforms of your telepathic cords of consciousness in many grid systems, will you come to know that you have become an enlightened master being of me, master energy? What is that master energy field of consciousness that so becomes me for but a moment and disappears through my inner mind, toggling along with old thought forms, that I may say, who is speaking to me now of my inner mind? Do I know who that is or what that is? Is it Nora? Is it an all-source being? Is it a timeline soul being? Who's speaking of this mind, of these thought forms that are being generating me away from the heightened grid systems where I danced with the orbs of light the other day, the other night, the other moment? It is just unveiling to all of us when the I am that I am appears in your own sacred tone and vibration, in your own stillness, that you breathe in your own I am that is balancing, harmonically aligning you in love. And when its holiest presence arrives, you know that stillness. Breathe it in. Intensify that stillness in your inner mind now. Permeate it into your heartbeat now. Anchor it into your solar plexus and foot chakras now. All is in balance. All is in harmony. This love in every atom, in every cell of your being aligns you into a oneness consciousness of your own soul being, into the holiest I am, one of all light being. And you are anchored in your body of this one light being of your I am that I am, of love. And your own I am of love is healing you, clearing you, aligning you back into the soul reality, consciousness of light. In Chiturno, it is absolute stillness that your soul child and its heartbeat could connect to this oneness. Of all that is. We are creating a new body, a new heart, a new mind of our soul light being in its purest form, in our physical form of an energetic consciousness of formless light energy of intelligences of all that we are. And it is releasing and clearing old waveforms, old timelines, to a highest energetic light of highest intelligence while we are in stillness. Just breathing it in. You are breathing in the stillness. And it is clearing you, detoxifying you, elevating you. And amplifying a heightened state of knowing your own I am. Yeah, Yatakayate Yeshua, Yatakaya Yeshua. Yatoko Yatikeo, Oyanateteo Koko Yatakayatea. I am seeing many new sparks of light crystal energies flowing around all grid systems and all aura fields are igniting their own timelines of light crystal vibrations. And all inner childs are resonating to the new harmonic vibration of light that is within the body, heart, within the mind, being, and anchoring into Gaia's crystal heartbeat, a oneness consciousness. Your soul being is now aligned, balanced, and harmonically toned to the I Am Master Soul Light Being of who you are. Of your own reality. Doko paya chititana hoyoko kiana ishiana yachitotoya paya. We just give thanks and great gratitude to these energies of the infinite all master beings that arrive into all aura fields, into all heartbeats, into all connected cords of crystallized codes of light. And we give highest adoration and honor to the synchronicity of reality consciousness frequency into the telepathic cords of infinite all knowledge that aligned us into our own I Am presence, into all the healings that took place of the hearts and minds and of the formless living energies that is arriving on this planet that we cannot see but are now feeling and knowing. So that each and every one of us will begin transmitting and projecting this love of reality consciousness onto one another, onto Gaia's kingdoms and all of her elements, and to just be unto thine own self, the reality consciousness of knowing who you are as a sacred divine being now arriving on to Gaia to assist in her ascension. I'm just going to be in stillness for a minute to let this be sealed around you as you integrate this infinite activation that has been delivered with love. Breathe it in. Just become it. And just move your toes around a little bit. Move your feet around a little bit. Stretch your arms up over your head, a long stretch. Reach out for all of those grid systems way beyond that are tapping into you with your telepathic cords to talk to you. Now give yourself a big hug of love. And smile at the beautiful essence that you are. And I'm just going to clap as you can clap to thank my infinite beings for arriving and aligning and balancing us and getting us ready for a very exciting, accelerating 11th month. And so we'll have you connecting with me on the 1111 gateway and jumping into a very, very high elevated state on that 1111 gateway, I am sure. And just listen to this replay as often as you can. If you would, I would say that would be how you're going to make it through this next month of collaborations of different consciousness fields that are erupting on the planet every day. Get in the stillness. Get into your telepathic waveforms and soul essence of your I am. And we'll see you on the 1111 gateway. And just be as a heightened essence as you possibly can throughout this blue moon weekend, where you're going to be feeling the shifting consciousness and the awareness consciousness. As soon as there's an interruptive waveform, anchor your feet and remember who you are. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Tap into my website, iaminfiniteall.com or norawalksinspirit.com, and you'll see any of the events there that you wish to tap into, or book a healing session and see where the masters take us on a journey and a healing session. Have a lovely evening. Blessings to all of you who evolved tonight.